Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I'm a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul. We have another great show today. Today's focus is on health. Introduce my special guest, world traveling athlete, Drew Tadia. Drew takes his worldly experience and directs it towards improving health in a natural and sustainable manner. And we are all looking to be able to sustain our well-being. And so Drew today will show us how we can reduce stress and avoid toxins to improve our lifestyles. Drew, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some of my experiences with reducing stress. I appreciate that.
Well, I love your whole, your holistic approach. I find it very, I think it's really important because we all know what it's like to get stressed out, Drew. You know, our lives are full. We have work, we have family, we have life demands. Even when we have downtime, we don't necessarily use it wisely. You know, there are distractions. There's a TV blaring. There's conflicts in our own mind. You know, we can get stuck rotating, which is creating stresses in our lives that way as well. And we look to many things to try, and healthy things to try and cope with stress. Food is one very often used unhealthy resource that people get attached to. And the result is that we end up more stressed than relaxed. So, Drew, how do we detox our lives so that we are able to let go of the stress in our lives?
Well, Dr. Nicola, there's so many different stresses. You're exactly right. There's so many different stresses we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and it has a lot to do with our surrounding environment. So, like you were saying, it's really work, it's family, it's everything that we're doing. It's the food we're putting in our body. It's what we're putting on our body cosmetically. So we really need to start paying attention to the stresses in our life, because personally, I really believe that the toxic level that we have is really negatively affecting our life. So the very first thing we can do is start being conscious of the things we need to do to reduce stress.
So when you talk about this toxic level, let's expand on what that is. I mean, the word is so easily used. I mean, I use it generously myself. You know, toxic thoughts, toxic food, toxic people, toxic work. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so, like I said, there's so many toxins, and it's just so toxin or the word, I suppose, detox. It seems like more of a trendy or hot word, if you will. And it's really, I mean, there really are so many toxins in our life. So when we look at our mental toxins, we could look at the story we tell ourselves, or the mantra, if you will, of what we tell ourselves day in and day out. So a lot of times those are simply toxic thoughts that someone told us at a young age that really isn't true. So one of my favorite parts in the book and the way I teach my clients is how to pay attention to the words that are going on in your mind, because our mind and body is certainly connected, and our body always finds a way to follow our mind. So by paying attention to what's going in our mind and detoxing those thoughts by doing something like writing, for example, writing is probably the best way to reach your subconscious level and find out what those thoughts are. There's lots of podcasts going on. There's lots of kind of blogs or even vlogs now. So there's different ways to release those emotions that are really holding us back and filling our mind and body full of toxins.
Well, I mean, of course it is. This is a topic that I just love passionately because it's what I do. That whole what's going on in our mind and how it's affecting our whole system, and then our emotional health and our mental well-being. And absolutely, the level of stress that we put on ourselves when we engage in dialogue that makes us stressed, because we're really just attacking our own selves, and that raises our stress levels and our cortisol levels and all the stress hormones. Just woof. Because, you know, it doesn't. If someone is attacking us, we're going to get stressed. If we're attacking ourselves, we're equally getting stressed, and a lot of people don't understand that. And the other thing that I see in my work and when I've done talks and that kind of thing is how much people will fight to hold on to their toxic mindsets. So when I said, I was in a group and I said, you know, let's just change the word failure to opportunity to learn. People got, oh, the triggers. They were all upset. What? No, what? No, what's wrong with the word failure?
Yeah. You know what the thing is? It's been ingrained so deeply. Usually these mental thoughts or the story we tell ourselves have been told to us at a young age. So it could be a authority figure, like a teacher or a coach. Mm. It could be a parent or a family member. And this has been ingrained at such a young age. When you want to bring it out, someone like yourself wants to bring it out and change that mindset, there's a strong ego backlash that really wants to hold on to what they've been telling themselves for their entire lives.
So when you're helping people, so when we're first starting with the mental detox, the emotional detox, and you talk about writing as one way of detoxing, and when we're up against those kind of resistances, and of course you must see that too when you're doing your work, what is it that you do to help people? Because I know the listeners, everyone is going to go through resistances to change. It's human nature to protect ourselves, even when it's for something good. And what are strategies that you suggest that we can employ to help break through those resistances to detoxing our mind from unhealthy patterns?
Well, the very first thing we need to do is understand that those toxic thoughts are happening. And then we have to understand that those negatively affect our well-being. So I guess being conscious of it is the first thing that you can do. And then the next thing that cannot be missed is, I mean, it's absolutely essential to your well-being, is to address it by taking some form of action. So many times that we may address it and we may understand it, but we don't do anything about it. So by doing the little things that I talked about earlier, and I really think that, just say writing, for example, it doesn't have to be something major, and it's not going to be something life-changing instantly, but first of all, by addressing it and then taking small steps toward reaching that subconscious level or digging deep into your mind and wherever those issues are coming from, by writing them down and seeing them on paper and then realizing that that is, could be many times ridiculous, that we're actually telling ourselves that day in and day out.
Well, I really love when you starting with the awareness is so important, and that not being enough, because people can really get stuck on that awareness point, but awareness does not lead to any action. Just knowing that we are, like, I can know I'm insecure, for instance, and then just keep repeating the pattern and not really actively excavating. That's just the first level. And so thank you for that. I think it's so important for people to understand how the whole circle that's needed to implement, so that they're not like, well, it's not working.
Right. So it does take effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anything else about the mental emotional detoxing? And I love that idea, the detoxing and letting go and processing. I think it's just a really good way to be able to view it. Anything else you want to add in that area?
Well, I suppose that it's going to be, there's nothing, I mean, we all know that there's no quick fix. There's not going to be any instant gratification. That doesn't sound all that positive, but what I want to say is it's going to take work. And I think that sometimes that deters us from moving forward or not seeing instant results, given that we're in an instant result society with microwaves and fast food and text messages. So by putting in the effort day in and day out and working on small sustainable steps that's going to change your lifestyle as a whole, then we can make real sustainable changes instead of just trying to do one thing and hoping that that's going to change our whole lifestyle.
I love that message, because I think that not only are we having like an instant gratification in terms of, like, you know, that we've gotten really trapped in, that is that we've been marketed this kind of message as well. How many things that you see, do this course and you will never have a problem again, and it's all cleared, and take this pill and it's all easy. And, you know, listeners out there, for sure, if it was that easy, then everybody, the whole 7 billion in the, you know, planet would be failing in future, it really is that process of continual process of effort. And I, what I always say is the result is far greater than the effort. So thank you for that point. I think it's, you know, it's so important. So let's talk about that other part, the foods, and because you have your book, Detoxify Yourself, a 30-day meal plan that shows you how to avoid processed food. So we'd love to hear about that because that's just that sounds really fun. And I know, having read your website and seen what you're doing, that you're going beyond just like the typical kind of detox that people might be aware of. You're going more in depth.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I kind of feel like the conventional detox is what we talked about is almost a fad or something trendy that we're often doing, and we don't really understand the mindset behind it. And then the way I teach is sustainable lifestyle changes. So it usually does take a little. I'm always completely honest with what I do. It does take a little bit longer, but this is going to be something that can absolutely change your life for the long run. So those weekend fasts or the 3-day fix, that's not going to change anything because you usually go right back to a toxic lifestyle. So what we need to do is start taking toxic things out of our lives step by step. So when I talk about a true lifestyle detox in Detoxify Yourself, it's certainly centered around food because personally I believe food heals, food cures, and food prevents. So we should be putting quality food in our body consistently throughout the day and paying attention to the toxins through packaged food and low quality, those discount racks. And I have nothing wrong with discount racks. I buy my produce there if stuff's going bad so I can throw it in my blender. But I'm talking about those packaged foods with tons and tons of ingredients that are highly toxic and detrimental to our health. So that's where I'm at with looking at a whole lifestyle. So with that food toxic levels, it's the same industry as cosmetic industry. So we put a lot of toxins on our body. It could be anything from toothpaste to soap that we think we're cleaning our body or teeth with. And there's more toxins in those kind of products than we're aware of, but putting more stress on our body.
This is fascinating. Tell me more, because I think that because you're really illuminating things that we just take for granted and don't really look at and assume. I mean, as consumers tend to, you know, like, as you know, look to their whatever industry it is that we're supplying our goods from, to trusting them that they're regulated, that we're safe. The assumption is that. And however, what you're saying is we need to look a little deeper and that not everything is as it appears.
Well, you know what, Dr. Nicola, no one's going to do it for us. And that's the bottom line. No one's going to look after our health. Industries, for the most part nowadays, like the cosmetic industry, like the food industry, they're built around mass production, sales, and shelf life. So you have to look at these products and companies and understand that They need products to stay on the shelf for as long as possible, years in some cases. Then you have to consider what they're putting in the products to make them last forever. So if you look at Whole Foods, if you put an apple or a banana on the counter, is that going to last 3 years on the shelf? And those are the products we should be putting in our body that won't last very long. So that's what I want to get at when I'm talking about it's time to start reading ingredients and taking care of our own health and paying attention to everything we're putting in our body. Because unfortunately, in today's day and age, we're in this age of technology. We're in this age of knowledge, and our health is declining as a whole, and it's troubling.
Mm-hmm.
And we
yeah, I mean, I know the recent stats I just read that obesity has now overtaken, you know, what's the term? So there is morbid obesity, then there is like overweight. So now we're more obesity has overtaken just being overweight. So it's like, wait a minute, it's becoming more and more problematic. I do want to touch on that point when you talk about, like, say, toothpaste and stuff like that, because people will hear about reading your ingredients and all that kind of stuff. What about that other? Tell us more about the toothpaste and because people don't hear that much about that part.
So when we look at the cosmetic industry, like I said, it's similar to the food industry, and they need to have products that taste good. They need to have products that look good and that that don't expire in any way. So we're putting in our body, our skin is our biggest organ. We absorb just about everything into our body that we put on our body, and sometimes equal to or at a quicker rate than consumption. And now we're putting all kinds of toxins on our body. So if you look at hairspray, for example, and just consider the fumes that you're breathing in while you're putting hairspray on your body for a second. Now think about all the ingredients in your toothpaste. I'll mention fluoride, for example, and that's being consumed. Of course, we swallow some of it. That's being absorbed through our gums, and that's another toxin that's being absorbed and putting more stress on our bodies. We have deodorants, or we actually have antiperspirants that stop our body from sweating. And if we don't sweat, how are we going to release toxins through our body? By not questioning the industry and what's been happening for so many years, it's really absurd. So you think about if you go to the gym and you put a bunch of cream on your body so you don't sweat, there's going to be some kind of side effect and toxic buildup. And that's what we're doing every single day. So when I'm talking about...
I was going to say thank you for sharing that. Continue, sorry.
So I was just saying that it's just when I'm talking about one of the most valuable tips I can give you is, first of all, do not go into your bathroom and get rid of everything. First of all, I don't feel that's sustainable. It's going to get expensive, and then you're going to not know where to start. So just like your pantry is no different from your bathroom, I would suggest adding a better quality ingredient or product. So we need to, just like we need to look at ingredients, we need to look at quality companies. There's all kinds of better quality companies that are coming up now that understand that industry has been like a certain way for so long and that needs to change. So we can look at better quality ingredients, better quality companies that care about the individual. And by slowly putting better quality products in your pantry and bathroom, then we don't feel so overwhelmed like we have no choices or we have to start all over from the beginning. So let's, like I talk with food and lifestyle and change, make small sustainable changes. So change your toothpaste or experiment with a couple different toothpastes. Look for a different deodorant that's gonna work for you, because natural deodorants work a little bit different. Most of the conventional deodorants just have such a toxic smell they cover up your body odor, and it actually doesn't prevent anything. So look for a better quality deodorant, for example, and just move forward in that sustainable manner so you can turn your bathroom into more of a holistic zen area as opposed to a toxic chemical area.
Well, I really support what you're saying, and I love that you're bringing all these elements in, because I think it's important for people to be more aware. Do you ever get the response, and I'm sure this is what people will be thinking, oh, my God, so much. It's just like everything now. How much work am I supposed to do? And it sounds threatening and scary. And what happens when people feel threatened or scared? They just become immobilized and do nothing. What do you say to people who are feeling that or, you know, like, it's too much?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and that's the thing with our health. There is so much, and there's so many different ways, especially if you look at toxins and you look at stress levels. There's a lot of things that stress us out in our lives. There's a lot of different things that contribute to our toxic level that, of course, equals stress and harms our health. So that's why I teach the way I teach, and many times if I do an interview or I'm doing my show and I talk about sustainable changes, people's eyes brighten. They get wider and their ears perk up, because the whole – all or nothing thing doesn't work. And I tell you this because I'm doing it for years, and a lot of times someone will sit across from me and they'll say I'm an all or nothing person. And I'll say, how far has that gotten you? And usually it makes them think for a second, and they say, well, it's gotten me here looking for help from you. So many times we're trying to get in the front door, and we're trying different keys, and we're trying to break in, and that front door is not moving. But meanwhile, you have a side window that's open or a back door that's wide open. So I like to use this example because many times we're doing the same thing over and over again. We expect different results. And meanwhile, there's another avenue that we can get the same result that's much easier. So by being an all or nothing person, I think we kind of paint ourselves into a corner and don't give ourselves the chance to be resourceful and find different ways to get our end goal. So I entirely believe in taking small steps and just changing your mindset a little bit, and understand that you're in it for the long haul. There's always something to learn. There's always something that you can improve on. So accept that and move forward in a slower, sustainable manner.
Yes. No, I think that that's a really, really an important point because, again, it just helps us not feel overwhelmed. And then we can kind of adjust and make choices and become more aware. And we're doing it in a gentle, not panicked fear. We're not coming from fear. Because that was what happened when you hear this. A person can respond with fear. When fear takes over, we freeze. Well, if we're not coming from fear and we're coming from a place of well-being, a place of I want to take care of myself, I love me, I'm worthy, and then we can just let go of that fear and just start to implement those changes in terms of how we want to live our life in the healthiest, best possible way because that's what we're deserving. So I love the fact that, you know, those slow steps allow us to circumvent the fear and not feed into fear. So, okay, I mean, this is beautiful, by the way. I love all the things that, and that, your content, and it's so interesting and so educational, and this awareness, I think, is so important. So when we do now, so we now know that these things, we have mental, emotional toxins that, you know, we need to detoxify. We have environmental toxins and then toxins from what we're ingesting into our life. What happens to us then? What do we do to start to, now that, because one way or the other, no matter where we're starting, we're toxified. How do we now, then we've talked about how we can detox on the mental, emotional level, so thank you for that. Let's talk about how we can start detoxing on this other physiological level, because obviously we're toxic.
Yeah, you know what? If we could understand that everything's connected, like we're all connected in this world, we're connected to each human being, we're connected to the environment, we're connected to just both mentally and physically in every way you could possibly think of, and it's no different than when we look at the different toxin levels in our body, our environment, our lifestyle, our habits, the foods that we're consuming, it's all connected. So if we can look, I've broken them down in no particular order just because I believe that these could be the most significant to changing your life. So if we look at mental toxins, that's entirely connected to cosmetic toxins, which, of course, as I mentioned earlier, is connected to food toxins. It's really the same kind of industry. So if we understand that we're connected in the same way, when you put toxins on your body, for example, that affects your mental capacity and ability to think clearly and release mental toxins that are filling up our mindset, putting on our body. Now, just like in earlier in the show, when I said our bodies will follow our mind, so think about your mental toxins, and that's going to relate to the toxins in your body. And then moving on to food or nutrition, it's no different. If our body is stressed out, our mind's going to be stressed out. And if we're not paying attention to the toxic level or the toxic products we're putting in our body, we have a whole being of being toxic, which makes it difficult for us to function at an optimal level.
So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me because, I mean, there's so much, obviously, if so many things are contributing to the toxic level, to the toxicity in our body, we do need to remove them and desensitize and create those changes. What have you seen in terms of transformation when people go through this process? I'm sure you have a lot of stories. Especially if a person that you might have seen might have been resistant or maybe unaware and just started slowly or whatever, how has that transformed their life and because I love those inspirational stories.
Well, you know what the thing is we weren't taught, for the most part, we weren't taught how to live healthy lifestyles. We weren't taught to read ingredients. We weren't, depending where you grew up, like the past two generations ago, we grew up on a farm. You didn't have to read ingredients. You helped grow your own food. Now this last generation is microwaves. So we don't really have experience in microwave food and all the toxins, and it's just getting worse with processed food and cheap products that puts stress and toxins on our body. And now, of course, we have the technology age and the instant gratification. So first of all, if we can understand that it's no one's fault, it's not your fault, it's not your parents' fault, I believe we do the best that we can in this life with what we're given with. But that doesn't mean we can't change our circumstances. Doesn't mean we can't learn more or expand and grow as a human being. So by paying attention to the little things, by making small steps and understanding that we can make changes, that it's going to change our life, that's going to benefit us as a whole. So if you want to talk about the thing, so Detoxify Yourself, the book I wrote, was actually written for me. It was kind of a very personal life story of how to release the toxins in my life. Then I slowly gave that out to friends and clients, and it became a small type of, I don't want to say phenomenon, but it was a small type of, for me at least, I didn't expect hundreds of books to be sold, just because this is a simple way to understand how to live a healthy lifestyle. So if you could pay attention to a few things, if you could move forward, if you could learn how to prepare whole food that doesn't take a bunch of ingredients, doesn't take a professional chef, or if you can't buy everything in a conventional grocery store, then it's going to be very difficult for the average person to make these changes. So when we talk about the little things that I've done for individuals, it's just, and it is little things that make a huge difference in our lives. So if you have someone do a little meditation, take 10 deep breaths a day, or meditate for 3 to 5 minutes every morning, that changes their entire life. And it's incredible how something that small could clear your mental toxins, help you think clear, have less headaches throughout the day, and not deal with such a crash in the afternoon. And that's just one small step that I talk about. So if you look at the toxins that we put in our body, all I do is explain that maybe it's time to look at whole food and start preparing your own food instead of buying so much packaged food, and simply changing the mindset and helping those listeners that are listening right now understand that it doesn't have to be difficult to prepare food. You don't have to make gourmet dinners, and you can make these little dinners. You can have the children prepare dinners for you. They can go to the grocery store for you, so or with you, and that's just something small that's changed so many lives by just changing your mindset just a little bit. And then, of course, it's no different with the cosmetics in the bathroom. If we learn to just slowly remove what we're doing, we feel better, we live energized, we sleep better, and we walk around with mental clarity. So many people have sleeping issues, they have energy issues, and by reducing the toxins in your life and slowly releasing that stress valve, what I like to call, we can feel better. And what I call living life in vitality is actually a reality. You can fall in love with your health and continue to do more things instead of struggle with every day-to-day little piece of information, because there's so much out there.
True. I love your passion. I love your message. I love your passion. And you've certainly presented us with so much understanding and knowledge, and also the empowerment to create the changes, just starting small. So thank you so much, Drew, for being here. And for the listeners out there, you can find more about Drew at his website, trueformlife.com. You can click on the message board below to link to his website. Again, trueformlife.com. He has a radio show, amazing book, Detoxify Yourself. And you certainly want to check this out. Drew, bless you. Thank you for your work, your time, your energy here today, and all of your amazing wisdom.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for giving me the time to share my story.
Many blessings. Well, the basic message, so much we can do to create positive living. Take small steps, get that, you really you open yourself up to that reward, and you see the opportunity to create more and more and more. So let's make it our intention today and this week just to make those small little changes towards awareness and towards creating the amazing life that we deserve. This is Dr. Nick LeBert. To get more insights into how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, Wellness Lifestyle Network. That's www.welllifenetwork.com. Check out my mailing list, so many amazing experts there, and you're just going to get incredible tips to live the amazing life that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to spread the joy with all your friends and keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to create the amazing, successful life that you deserve. I am Dr. Nick the Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.